A former student of the Kenosha Unified School District has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the school system. Guadalupe Paredes says that after years of complaints about the bullying he experienced because he's gay, he dropped out of school in 11th grade. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has more.
According to legal documents, Guadalupe Paredes says the bullying he experienced because he's gay started in about third grade. He didn't identify as gay then, but he also didn't conform to stereotypical norms for little boys, according to his attorney, Rock Plato with McNally Peterson.
He just liked to dress in bright colors and didn't like sports, and he was picked on for that.
Plato says that for 7 years, the bullying continued until Paredes dropped out of high school his junior year.
He has had a lot of psychiatric treatment. He was suicidal. He had inpatient hospitalizations, and his providers believe that a lot of that is related to the bullying at school.
Plato says that the Kenosha Unified School District, or KUSD, simply did not do enough to protect Paredes.
Kenosha Unified School District has a pretty good policy that says that incidents of harassment or bullying are supposed to be investigated, and then there's to be a written report of the investigation. We got all of our clients' records from KUSD, and there's no record of any investigation into bullying.
In a written statement, the Kenosha School District acknowledged informally receiving the complaint and that it is being reviewed. The district would not comment further. Paul Castillo is a senior attorney with Lambda Legal, which represents LGBTQ people across the country or those living with HIV. Castillo says that LGBTQ students face a lot of discrimination.
LGBTQ students have continued to experience harassment and bullying at schools. And, you know, a most recent survey from GLSEN with regard to students who identify as LGBTQ report that 85% of students have experienced some form of harassment.
Castillo says that since 1996, schools have been on notice
that if they fail to take efforts to investigate complaints, to make a prompt, thorough, and impartial review of the complaint, and when substantiated, they must make efforts to stop the harassment, to prevent its recurrence, and to make sure that the student has the ability to access, you know, educational programs and activities.
Castillo says there are a number of disciplinary acts that could have been levied against the students harassing Paredes.
All schools have a code of conduct, which provides for sanctions, including discipline, having the harassing student being transferred out into another school, or removing them even from, you know, the classroom if they share certainly classroom or activities.
Castillo says there are steps school districts can take to be proactive and improve the climate for LGBTQ students, such as surveys and spelling out their policies that bullying and harassment of LGBTQ students will not be tolerated. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.